Fact, rumour, scrutiny, suggestion. The Huddle.
Tonight we have Josie Bagani. Hello, Josie, and happy new year to you. Good to talk to you, Josie.
Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting year coming up, isn't it?
It's going to be fun, yeah.
And Jordan Williams, Executive Director of the Taxpayers Union. You've been very busy over the holiday break, Jordan. I've seen a number of your press releases. Very interesting. Happy new year to you.
Happy Wellington Anniversary Day to you.
Okay. And Josie, first, the Trump inauguration. What were your impressions, your takeaways from that inauguration?
Well, a very divisive and hyper-nationalistic speech, full of words like, if you did a word cloud for it, carnage, decay, blood, tombstones, drugs, and the like. You know, obviously, for social democratic people like me, it was appalling in many ways. But the truth is, Larry, I've seen a Gallup poll recently, just in the last few hours, I think, and about 29% of people thought it was an excellent speech, compared to 33% of Obama, people who thought Obama's speech was excellent. So the point is, I hate it, but I have to face the fact that I might be out of step with some of the public opinion here. And so when I look at that protest march, and, you know, look, I saw it as a very nice, gentle stroll for decency, really, for decent values that I support. But people like me have to be very careful that we don't just do virtual signalling, that we have to go out and persuade people who disagree with us. And that's the real challenge. And I think that's what Obama said just a few days ago before the election. Go out, listen, persuade, don't be angry, don't be furious. You know, go out and win the hearts and minds. And that's a real lesson for me.
All right. So, Jordan, your take on it. A number of people have said, particularly from the left, the speech was dark, but it was Trump, and he's different. He was reiterating, I think, his campaign promises, and it wasn't about the establishment. It wasn't about the Republican Party. It was directly aimed at his supporters.
It's not really establishment versus not establishment. He's no longer on the campaign trail. He is now president, and I don't think that was the worst speech. The speech President Trump gave to the CIA, having only a few days ago called them Nazis and saying that they get along well and et cetera, and all his rhetoric was just embarrassing. He clearly is not going into a presidential mode that we had all hoped that he'd tone it down. That's a great shame. I think that Josie's right on the money, and I hope that more on the left here in New Zealand and in the US sort of take that mindset up, because yes, it is about winning hearts and minds. It's all very well for protests, but there was no mention in those protests of the Democratic Party. You read the signs, and that's actually, effectively what these people are doing is protesting against democracy. I know there was a march in Auckland and one here in Wellington, but there's no point in protesting democracy unless you're actually going to participate. And the other irony of this, of course, is the chant, you know, love Trump's hate. Well, a good friend of mine who lives in Washington, D.C., in fact, she's been on your show before, Larry, interviewed, had